Hello, my dear. Welcome to Attract Abundance Global Prayer Meeting. We're uniting hearts daily to attract the best, the maximum omnipower, omnipresence, abundance, true love, true happiness, and the greatest success from God, as this meeting are in direct presence of God. There were so many miracles at our meetings, all because, as you know, the scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential, and another 95 is coming from God. And that is what all our meetings are about, as this is part of the Global Peace Forum and Global Prayer Chain to finish ultimate global peace by 2027, United People Organization. Many organizations around the globe working for peace. Just let them unite together with the only son, daughter, true parents that God sent nowadays, Messiah and coming. Please find below the video how you could join us, rejoice together, volunteering, and how you could send a donation for all your dreams to be completed. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, and let's go with powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God, and actual prayer chain meeting or all 8 billion plus human beings are invited to join. We are meeting daily at 7 p.m. Everyone is invited to join this global prayer chain, from simple people to presidents. And when everyone will dedicate at least 1 minute plus, then peace will come. Praying together, we are mobilizing heavenly world and coming 95% of the blessing to this world. So let's join hearts together and rejoice powerful music.
Come, all ye friends, to the Garden of Eden, where the spring blossoms are best. Joyfully sing together our song, friends in our ears.
Yeah, thank you all, Los Angeles family. So great, powerful music. Let's go with the quotes. Words of God from Messiah's Second Coming. This time we are reading from the Peace Philosophy. And now we are reading about the Pacific Rim Civilization and the Korean Peninsula. Human civilization first emerging along the Nile River in Egypt. It then shifted to Greece, a peninsula civilization on the Mediterranean Sea, and culminated in the civilization of Rome. Why did the development of civilization gravitate toward the West? It was unavoidable, and the reason goes back to the fall. Originally, a unified world civilization would have taken root in Asia. However, due to the fall, civilization emerged without a root and moved in the opposite direction. This is in accord with the view of the principle. Accordingly, the Mediterranean cultural sphere emerged from the Nile River, expanded as the Roman Empire, and developed into the modern Western civilization on the islands of Great Britain. Those islands are the cradle of modern civilization based on Christian culture sphere. However, civilization cannot settle there. It needs to complete a full circle and return to Asia, where it should form the sphere of a unified civilization. This is God's plan for the fulfillment of the will. It is naturally, therefore, for civilization to move toward that destination. That last step in this development is when America, the global miracle of modern civilization, links with Asia on the realm of the Pacific Ocean. This will commence the era of the Pacific Rim civilization. Okay, this was course for today. So interesting how civilizations was developing, where they go to the Asia, heavenly Asia. Okay, so let's go further with our global prayer chain and invite Grace to say a powerful prayer for peace. Grace, happy welcome. Can you pray now? Let's pray for peace 2027 as we are doing a global prayer chain across the globe. All 8 billion plus people are welcome to pray 1 minute plus. And this is the 943rd meeting row. So happy to be together, and let's work together. Every meeting we have some miracles, and those who are will join after this meeting, and after they will receive 943 blessings. Hello, Grace, happy welcome. Can you pray now, Grace?
Yes, thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Very good.
Okay, let's pray. Our dear loving heavenly parent, our most precious true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, good evening. Thank you so much, heavenly parent, for your divine blessing. Thank you for keeping the fire burning up to this day, heavenly Father. Thank you so much for gathering all your children who are here and those who are going to listen to this message. Thank you for the words of our true parents, the words of wisdom, the words of guidance, and the words of the blessing. Heavenly parent, every time you reveal your truth to us through different people, heavenly parent, we are so glad that we are living in this era after the coming of heaven, and we are living together with our true parents. And we have physically attended and witnessed to them as they educate us, heavenly parent. Please grant us this opportunity and accept this offering that we are making this evening. We offer to you all our hearts, heavenly parent. We offer to you our surrounding, our communities, our nations, and the whole world, heavenly parent. Heavenly parent, please accept as we offer to you the whole world, to offer to you all the children who are in need, heavenly Father. We are yearning to meet you, heavenly Father. We are yearning for your love. We want to be with you once again, heavenly parent, and we pray that you forgive us for all the mistakes that we have committed against you. Truly, we have hurt you more. We have pained your heart. We have completely, Heavenly Parent, failed to abide by your word, Heavenly Parent. But we know that you're a parent of a big heart, a parent who always forgives his children, a parent who gives a parent of a second chance. Heavenly Parent, please accept us. Cleanse our bodies and our minds and our souls. Bring us together once again. Let these words that we have listened to, Heavenly Parent, build us from Heavenly Parent. Make a firm foundation for our hearts, a firm foundation for our faith, a firm foundation for love and unity. Let us be able to use these very words to embrace each other, to support each other, to grace each other, Heavenly Parent, and to help each other, to strengthen each other, Heavenly Parent, so that together we can move towards building the kingdom of heaven on earth, Heavenly Parent. We thank you so much, Heavenly Parent, for the gift of our two parents. We know that they have suffered so much, but Heavenly Parent, you have shown us that the third Adam, in whatever situation, he will not have to fail, Heavenly Parent. And he has carried a lot of pain, a lot of sacrifice to ensure that he carries out his mission. But we know that, Heavenly Parent, him alone without us, it is really completely difficult. Therefore, for all those of us who have already listened to this word, we pray that it can build roots in us and help us, Heavenly Parent, to work together, to support our Heavenly Parent, to support our true parents, to support the providence and embrace each other so that your word, the world of peace can be realized. And once again, you can be able to come and live with your children, Heavenly Parent. Thank you so much. Bless everyone who is going to listen to this message, and bless those who are already here. Bless those who have attended these meetings before, Heavenly Parent. Thank you so much. I glorify your name and honor you as I offer this prayer in the name of our most precious two parents, Aju. Thank you.
Aju, so great, amen. So great grace to hear from you, how you speak with God, and also we could hear Africa sounds of grasshoppers. Yeah, all nature is praying with you. Okay,
yes,
Selena. Selena,
yeah.
Welcome. Please pray.
Thank you.
For peace 2027.
Okay.
Abundance. You like abundance and prosperity. Pour all you have to God.
There is a war. The war in the world is too much and we are suffering. I pray against that in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we have come today to say thank you for bringing us this far. We pray your strength, guidance, and intervention to end war. Expose all evil intents and strategies. Protect all in harm's way. Raise up heroes, champions of rights and peacemakers. Protect all soldiers from physical, mental, and emotional harm. Strengthen resolve to respect the value and dignity of human life. Defeat all selfish ambition, thirst for domination, and greed for the resource of others. Protect us from frauds, political fights, lies, revenge, and rage. Grow respect for all people and help us see them as your precious children. Give us courage when we must resist and fight, and success when we take a stand. May we aid those engaged in strife and provide nature and care for refugees of war. Rebuild that which is destroyed and bring new life to the trumpet's field. We pray for the coming time when you promise that war will cease and swords will be beaten into plowshares. We thank you, Father. Arm us with prayer and love. Bring us together as your own children. Turn our hearts to you, Father, until the peace of God reigns forever on earth. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the mission on the line. We know what we want to do. We pray that you help us to achieve that. Father, you left us with peace and love. It's not raining in this world. Help us to turn that promise, to turn to that promise. Father, turn our hearts to that. Help us to operate in love and peace. In Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. So good to hear how you speak with Heavenly Parent, with God. Yeah, please join my prayer too.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you live here. As you bless us to be in this concrete meeting, in this concrete time, in this historical turning point, as our sisters was praying right now, dear Heavenly Parent, the history is changing. It's changing and it's accelerating every day, every hour, second, dear Heavenly Parent. And I pray with all my heart to our Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, hear my son Nikolai. With my brothers and sisters globally, we are not alone. You bless us to go together and build substantial peace, dear Heavenly Parent, by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, this is a historical moment when you send your only because son, only because the daughter, Messiah's incoming, they as true parents build Heavenly Kingdom in the 12th year. This sphere of, despite of the wars, despite of all of these difficulties, the sphere of the Heavenly Kingdom already is building and accelerating it, moving across our beautiful earth in every corner. And it's supposed to be built, inherit this absolute heavenly kingdom, world of peace in every human life, in every family, community, country, world by 2027. And it could be done even by 2025 with all of this development that God bestow upon humankind, with all of these technologies. And all Edvion Plus people on the earth, they have one great mission, one great predestination to live in peace and rejoice this peace, not someday as our ancestors were thinking thousands and billions of years that someday will be peace. It's just right now, just we're supposed to inherit it and purify ourselves. Thus, as we pray for all Edvion Plus people on the earth, or all humanity, for each one, from simple people to presidents, even for all, from children to parents to grandparents and prophets, everyone, dear Heavenly Parent, I pray right now for brothers and sisters who joined this concrete meeting. I pray for Selena in the USA. Please lead her there, protect her there, or her family, and her country, and dear Heavenly Parent and continent. Also pray for Emmanuel in Malawi, and Grace in Uganda, for Heavenly Africa, and me, Julian and Jan, we are here in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. Please lead us every day, every hour, every second to move forward even more quickly and attain real results, dear Heavenly Parent. Raise funds for you, Providence, and meet you people, work with you people whom you blessed as the John the Baptist responsibility, all of them, priests, bishops, archbishops, and even the Pope, all religious leaders, to unite with the Messiah's incoming, all the politicians, leaders, all the media leaders, stars, and scientists, renowned, all the billionaires, all of them receive the gifts from God, 1% of population, just to help others, brothers and sisters, 99% of population of country, with the Messiah's incoming, only begotten son and only begotten daughter, with substantialization of the Holy Spirit, to finish world of peace by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, help us to be really homo sapiens, really wise, even more wise that anything that we could not end as we are now in the wars globally, but as our sister was praying, to go quickly building substantial peace, dear Heavenly Parent, in our homes, community, country, and the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, it's so interesting time that we are meeting here. Please lead us every day, every hour, every second, and receive this short report, dear Heavenly Parent, receive this day today and lead further for tomorrow and after tomorrow and all weeks ahead and months and years to finish the kingdom. Please receive this short report, dear Heavenly Parent. I pray in my name as Nikolai Karpala, Center Plus Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Let's invite Dr. Emmanuel if he can pray. Emmanuel, can you say a few words as we have a few minutes? 1 minute, hello, hello. Yeah, maybe he is busy. Yeah, Tinku, happy welcome.
Oh, welcome.
You have 1 minute for peace, 2027.
Oh.
And abundance.
Okay, I will also start now. A lot of times people also think of our society, consider doctors as a god. You will be truly considered a successful doctor or nurse only when you possess professional skills as well as human value like compassion, kindness and empathy, peace, harmony and so on. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tinku. Thank you very much, everyone. We just finished our meeting. Yeah, pray for you. Stay happy, healthy. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Good luck there, wherever you are. Came tomorrow with more people, brothers and sisters. Bye-bye, Selena. Bye-bye, Grace.
Bye-bye,
Emmanuel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Tinku. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, good
thank
night.
You for attending. God bless.
Thank you.
God.